Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to RV Talk Radio. Here we talk about RV living, RV lifestyles, and RV travel. We also celebrate the RV lifestyle that gives us the chance to do outdoor activities that we couldn't do in a normal lifestyle. So thanks for joining us. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and let's talk about RVs. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to RV Talk Radio. This is episode 115, and we're so happy to be with you guys again. Been a while since I've done a episode, and I thought it'd be time to tie in. A gentleman wrote me a note here the other day. His name is Frank. I really appreciate the feedback. One is he actually likes the podcast, which I appreciate, and wondered why I wasn't doing more since I was in Arizona more. So I thought, well, yeah, got a good point. So here I am. So I made a great discovery here, and I can't wait to try it out. I've told you guys before, our RV is stored up in Central Oregon, up on some property. And it's at, you know, Sherry's folks' house, which turns out to be a great scenario for us because we're in Arizona and we'd have to pay for storage if we had it down here. So we keep it up on 5 acres up in Central Oregon. And one of the things that's kind of a battle is the RV's been doing well, but no matter how hard we try, it seems like we do get at least one mouse in there. And so... you know, we've checked, you know, we had a mouse problem when we lived in it, and we thought we sealed everything up, but those little critters are relentless. So we were watching a video the other day on YouTube. You know, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. And it's like, okay, I don't want to leave a mouse trap in there, because if I'm gone for 6 months, come back and there's been a dead mouse in there for, you know, 6 months, that's not good. So... I saw an experiment where a guy did, he had a barn, he said he had mice in there all the time. So he took a camera so he could observe this little box with a clear top on it and one little hole in it and put lots of feed in there. And at night, the little mice come in, and by gosh, it had tons of traffic. Mice were coming in and out. And then he tried to experiment with a new product where it's putting just the a smell or mint, just say mint extract, I think it was. And they're in the little dispensers, and he put two in there just to make sure that they, you know, it was in there. And these little dispensers are supposed to last like a couple of months. And so it did the same design with the box in a barn with a clear top on it, did a time lapse watching the box. And the mice were coming to the box. And as soon as they got to the little hole, they did not enter. I mean, with all the little yummy goodies in there whatsoever, those mice did not go in there. And it's like, oh, that's a brilliant idea. So, of course, I know I'm probably going to have a mouse that's been in my trailer since I've been up there, my fifth wheel. So you can bet your bottom dollar. Sherry and I are going to buy some of those. And we went to Home Depot and actually went and saw them. Yeah, they're awesome. And so I'm going to put mint throughout that RV before we leave next time. That, you know, all the little places where I think they might be able to get in, I just they do not like the smell of mint. That is amazing. It was, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was like, how easy is that? And battle plan. If you have an RV that is stored, I don't care if it's in Arizona or if it's up in Washington State or whatever, the different, we all have to fight the little mouse problems and critters. And I recommend, it's affordable, to bombard your RV with little, they're like tea bags, or you can get the little dispensers with the extract and distribute them throughout the RV. And that should make your RV pretty distasteful to a mouse. They don't like mint. And that way you're not leaving a trap in there. It's sanitary. And you're, just think, when you get to your RV, it's going to be all minty freshness. So I hope that's a good idea for everybody. I'm going to try it. We'll be up in our RV in a couple of months. And see how well it's hanging out, being stored the way it is. It's not undercover, so that's the bad point. But it's kind of a draw. You have to kind of like, do I like it better down here in the summers where it gets like 110 degrees and you know, you're cooking your RV, or is it better in Central Oregon where they get a little bit less rain but definitely colder? Or do I keep it up in Washington like I did before for pretty affordable, and it's exposed to rain and moisture all the time? Can't win the battle, but so Central Oregon's kind of that middle ground. So, so far, we've had the RV up there for like a year and a half, and it's been doing great. And last time, well, when we went up there, we literally hooked up the RV and took it down to an RV park and made sure we flushed everything and ran all the systems. And I even put bleach in the tanks and all that stuff. And man, I was running 100%. I was really happy. But we did, you know, we definitely saw that we had a mouse get into the RV. We didn't have any food or anything, so it didn't look like it got really interested in anything. But just the fact that they're still getting in. So I want them to get a distasteful to rodents that want to get in there. So we'll see how this time goes. I'll definitely report to you how long-term storage in one place where there is critters could get into your RV, and see if we can find a good way to prevent it. I don't want to put one of those big covers over the RV because they tend to get windy up there in Central Oregon, and those things flapping around like that, it really can mark up your trailer paint and stuff. So I don't know. It's never a good thing. So anyway, that's my next plan. So anyway, I want to throw a commercial in here. So here we go. We love our dogs, and yet there is pet waste. We know we have to pick it up, but can we make it convenient? Can they make a bag that's large enough for all size dogs? Can they make it wide? Can they make it deeper? Can they put handles on it so it's so easy to reverse and tie? That bag has been created. Ranger Rob Poopy Bags. They're eco-friendly, strong, and biodegradable. Ranger Rob Poopy Bags were designed for you, the dog owner. But are they cost-effective? Yes, they're under $10. Go to Amazon.com right now or RangerRobPoopyBags.com and get a box today. Our bags are high quality and lemon scented. Ranger Rob Poopy Bags, it's what we asked for. Make picking up dog waste easy with Ranger Rob Poopy Bags. So if you haven't figured it out by now, of course, we have created the Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags. And kind of proud of them. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of settle down for a while. I need a base because Sherry and I will be full-timing again for long periods of time when we get to retirement age. But we want to make sure we're comfortable. So, you know, we got Social Security and I have a pension. Not a real big one, but anyway, by then, you know, we got to worry about our health care. And also, I just wanted to be comfortable. So I have a few years to kind of build up a personal business. I wanted to create something good, a really good thing, which was the Ranger Rock poopy bags. And you want to create something that people will be using over and over again. And you might call it residual income. So that's kind of the purpose. So if you have a dog, please go visit Amazon and just type in Ranger Rob Poopy Bags, or go to rangerrobpoopybags.com and use the promo code POOPY10, and you'll get 10% off. If you spend over $30, you'll get free shipping there. It's still a good deal, but if you get the quantity, then you'll definitely make out well and get free shipping. So, either one, go check it out. It helps us and helps people pick up after their pets, and they're really good bags. They're bigger than the normal bags, deeper, which your hand goes in deeper, and have handles, which makes them really easy to turn inside out and tie up. And they're great for RVing. And that was one of my pet peeves when I was RVing. That was my favorite kind of bag, is the kind with handles. And so they're hard to get. So we're trying to fix that problem. So and make it a slight improvement. So yeah, Ranger Rob Poopy Bags. We'd really appreciate it if you support us by getting some. I'll put a link in the description. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was also, you know, I live in Arizona. So every year I got, and you know, I monitor certain channels just because I do, just kind of see what's going on. And it's the same old stuff all the time. And of course, there's the RTR. And you guys know how I just think that Bob Wells guy is just a super guy. And more like a cult, I ask sometimes. You know, at the same time, he does do some good videos and stuff. But I don't know. I think he's going to slip up. People like that usually crash and burn. But one thing, it just drives me crazy, and I guess that Frank is the one that motivated me a little bit to talk about it, is people come down to Arizona, and yet do they even really enjoy Arizona? I came to Arizona. One is the great weather. Two is the people are awesome. People here are happy. Why? Because we have really good weather, even in the hot weather. Just because of the openness and the clear skies, and we have pools, and we all know how to eat outside, and barbecue, and there's so many things to do. And people say, well, Phoenix is so big. Well, yeah, but there's these outskirts, and in outskirts of that, there's so many things to do. Oh Lord, you'll never be bored here in Arizona. So, you know, I know you guys are RVing and coming down and doing the courtside thing, living in a desert. And you know, it's nice for the community stuff and all that stuff. That's, I totally understand that. But you're really not enjoying Arizona and what it's all about in the people. You're going down there and being amongst your own people. You're not coming to Arizona to enjoy Arizona for what it is. And not to mention, you know, we embrace snowbirds big time here, not just a little, a lot. We have mega resorts down here it's so interesting. We have so many out-of-state people that come here every year, and they either use their RV or they buy the little fixed housing that we have down here, blank. I'll think of it in a little bit. But park models, and they'll come down for years until they're too old to do so. That's really not a bad way to go. You know, you set $150,000 more 40-foot motorhome as opposed to buying maybe a $30,000 to $80,000 park model. Cost-wise, is about the same. The big great thing about that, when people they'll just drive down in their normal cars to Arizona, enjoy Arizona for what it is. And a lot of those mega parks have communities of, you know, the swimming pool and a clubhouse and Wi-Fi and all these little amenities that make it kind of just like RVing in a community. And so many people, they look forward to seeing themselves, each other, every year. And so one may be from Minnesota, another person might be from Idaho, Montana, and they all come back down here every year and just use their regular cars because they don't need to pull an RV and stay in their park models. And then others will keep their RVs down here full time and rent a space, which is about $4,000 to $7,000 a year for the space. That's what the park models usually pay. There is park models down here where you can buy the property too. I've ran into somebody just the other day. I was telling me that, yeah, they own their lot too. Guys, I know you like that desert thing out there and the barrenness and the privacy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All that stuff. And you see the stars. I understand all that too. But come to the town. Come see Phoenix. Come see Mesa. Come see Gilbert. Come see all the different things we have here. We have, we have the museums. You can't go wrong. We got these beautiful butterfly museums. We have... a great aquarium and a zoo you can't beat, and racetracks. I think NASCAR even has something down here. I'm not a NASCAR guy. And it's endless. So, come over here and visit us. Even bring your RV and stay in a regular RV place and get it all spruced up, hook up to some power. Get all recharged before you go out there in the boonies again.
We love our dogs, and yet there is...
Well, you know me. I always find something to bellyache about, and it's still the same old thing I keep talking about, and I've saw it happening again, is a couple of these long-term YouTube channel RVer nomad people, always trying to find a way to make more money, and normally from you, the listener or watcher. And one of the things that they've been doing is creating memberships. And the latest one was some group that's how to make a YouTube channel. apparently you had to pay for that to get their special advice for YouTube channels, which you can easily find all over the YouTube for free. But no, you gotta go to them and pay for it. And of course, that's another way of them making income. Now, I highly recommend for people, if you have a channel you like and you really support and like to donate to them, use their Patreon. That's probably the best way of giving them steady income that they can count on. And you can do it at a price that you feel very comfortable at, whether it's a couple dollars a month or $25 a month or even more. Most of those guys, of course, are going to have Patreons. And of course, we have one too. And of course, we'd love to have you sign up for ours too. And it helps us. And it's very obvious. You can see that we are definitely using it for not only just RV Talk Radio. We got Arizona Talk Radio. We have their full-time radio station, Good Talk Radio. We have the network, Cutting Edge Radio Network. And we're supporting radio stations or shows all over the United States and Canada and broadcasting worldwide. And so, that stuff costs money. So we do appreciate the help. So donation support and our Patreon too is a good way to donate to something that there's a big picture for us eventually is, we own the trademark RV Travel Buddy. And we definitely will reamp that when we get closer to traveling more. So that'll always be there. Right now, we're actually doing most of our stuff on Outdoor Travel Channel, because it's a little more broad and allows us to talk about Traeger cooking and also gardening and things in Arizona and Arizona living. But we'll transfer more of our energies towards the RV Travel Buddy part of it that is attached to Outdoor Travel Channel, along with this show, which is tied into that. And by the way, this show is syndicated on Good Talk Radio. And if you have an Alexa, write this down. All you have to do is walk up to your Alexa, look her in the eye, or your Echo, if you want to call it that, and say, Alexa, and my Alexa is going to go crazy when I do this. So let's try this again. So say, Alexa, go to TuneIn and play Good Talk Radio. Alexa, stop. I told you mine would go off. So yeah, so you can hear, maybe hear mine a little bit in the background. I'll say, Alexa, go to TuneIn and play Good Talk Radio.
Good Talk Radio from Robert's TuneIn.
So long. So it's playing right now. So Alexa, stop. So yeah, if you have an Alexa in your RV or at home, you can listen to Good Talk Radio 24/7. And on the weekends is when we play episodes of RV Talk Radio. And you can also go to your Alexa and say, Alexa, go to TuneIn and play Good Talk Radio. Sorry, I just goofed that up. Alexa, stop. It's got a light up here. So you can also say, Alexa, go to TuneIn and play RV Talk Radio. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. And actually, I didn't say it quite clearly enough to it, but it's definitely, you can play RV Talk Radio the same way through Alexa. Of course, you can go to RV Talk Radio. It's kind of messing up my segment here. You can go to RV Talk Radio website and play our episodes that way. If you play podcasts on your cell phone and stuff, you can easily find RV Talk Radio as a syndication for many podcasts. So, piece of cake. We're there. Different ways to listen to us. You can even listen to us on your smart TV. Just put rvtalkradio.com in and play the episodes as you please. And we got lots of them. So, yeah, it's a... This membership thing, it kind of drives me crazy because, you know, they're really creating content that is already out there. And there's maybe if you're looking for a very niche-y, I mean, if you're just going to do an RV channel of your own and you want to be coached on that, maybe that's a significant thing, reason to join it. But if you're looking for advice for a YouTube channel, first of all, it all depends on your niche, or niche, as they say it. Are you going to do it on RV or travel? Or, and there's a difference. RV travel and travel itself have significant differences. Maybe you want to do something on Traeger cooking like I do, or maybe you want to do something on makeup or motherhood or NASCAR or whatever, or gold digging. And there's podcasts and shows and channels about everything. Breeding a dog, maybe just doing a show. I actually do a show just for Cinder called Chocolate Lab Daily. And there's all kinds of things you want to do, but you're going to have to approach each of them differently. And marketing, it's so hard now because it's so saturated. And to just go with one particular channel, one particular niche is not necessarily a good idea. What's worked for them may not work for you now. And if they started 2, 3, or 4 years ago, it has changed significantly. I mean, significantly. The changes I've seen since 2006, I think. And we really started kind of YouTube in a little bit around 2008 or 9. Different, totally different world. And the rules and regulations. If you start a new YouTube channel, it's a lot of pain to get it monetized. And you've got to have a right amount of subscriptions and enough amount of views before they even let you be. Even when you hit their markers, it could take months before you get it approved to be monetized. That's really, really hard. And that's why it's good to do like products like we're doing. Or and, of course, you know, the memberships, things are good to go. And Patreon's a good way to go. And affiliate marketing is definitely helpful. But you better have a plan if you're below, if you're not retired yet or on disability or something like that. You're going to have to find a way to do temporary work somehow. Because you can or not, if you're brand new and you're starting everything brand new, it'll, for example, I watch a channel, it was a really fun channel. Sherry and I monitor a lot of people down in Mexico. It might be a way that we want to go in the future. And one of them is called Tangerine Travels. And they're young, and they went to Mexico, and they started a YouTube channel. And it's, I think they've been going for about a year, year and a half now. And they didn't have, I mean, they were making, and they were even talking about it when they first started. They were just doing these videos and videos and videos and not monetized at all. And they were growing. And just to let you know now, they're up to 50,000 subscribers, and they are monetized. And but they said they went a good 5, 6, 7 months without any income and doing hard work to get their, you know, good videos and content so people would subscribe. And so you had to put a lot of faith into something you're not even sure is going to work. And if you're, if that's money you're depending on to survive and pay bills and eat, whether you're RVing or going to Mexico, to rely on our YouTube funding, and you're new, you gotta work hard, and you're gonna have to have some money in reserve. It's better to put money in reserve, start your channel before you actually start traveling, try to build up a little bit of a subscription and followers. And when you think you're getting close, maybe you can start thinking about hitting the road. If that's a income that you're looking, planning on using for your travels. And even when you do, it's inconsistent. It could be $1,000 a month one time and $400 the next. It jumps around. It all depends on the time of year, the people, the maybe you put out some videos that just kind of turn people off. Who knows? But it does fluctuate, and you need to keep that in mind. So anyway, I hope that's good feedback for you.
Ford's RV Refrigeration Training Center, a licensed school, has many objectives for only one product, the RV refrigerator. We educate others so they can provide a repair service in their area, repair their own refrigerator, or when they hear throw it away, buy a new one, they'll know the right questions to ask in order to know whether or not their technician has been properly educated. Since 1984, we have saved RV owners money, provided them the best warranty, and reduced our carbon footprint. We accomplish these objectives daily through our service and training programs. Military veterans can even use their GI Bill for our training program, which includes our customized tools and manuals. Visit RVRefrigeration.com to find free DIY repair videos and information on our service and training programs. As a thanks to Rob Scribner, we're offering his listeners a free 11-point RV refrigerator inspection and one free night of camping at our location in Benton, Kentucky. Go to RVRefrigeration.com to call and make an appointment. That's RVRefrigeration.com. Thanks for listening. Stay cool and GBYAY.
Well, one other thing I wanted to make sure and talk to you guys about was the fact that if you're interested in being interviewed on RV Talk Radio, first of all, don't be shy. And I don't care if you're brand new or thinking about it or like to ask questions about me and Sherry, or you're already on the road and you're a new channel trying to get a little popular or something. We've talked some of a lot of the channels you enjoy today. We interviewed them back in the day before they were monetized or even had very many subscribers. And we are just one stepping stone to help people get a few more subscribers and get recognized. So don't be shy, and we're not going to interrogate you if you call us. I'm going to give you a phone number, and you will have to leave a message. But the phone number is 541-548-0958. And I'll say it one more time, 541-548-0958. And feel free to call and leave a message and tell be in detail. And I'll definitely get back with you, and you won't be belittled. You just kind of have a little gumption to step up and say, maybe Rob will interview me. And yeah, we'll find a way to do it. And we can do it by phone or by Skype. Oh gosh, there's all kinds of ways to do this. So if there's something you're interested in, give us a holler. The worst thing we could say is no. And that doesn't happen very often. If you're calling, you must think you have a pretty good story. So we'll probably agree with you. So yeah, that's kind of RV Talk Radio. We're happy. We do not.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Put people on the spot. You hear us talk about all sides of the issue and stuff. But if somebody's an RVer, maybe they're a van dweller, and you've heard us say that pros and cons of that, we're going to treat you well, and we're going to talk about the positives and everything that you want to talk about, and we certainly wouldn't put you on the spot, and so it's not that kind of radio station. So yeah, if you'd like to give us a holler, we'd love to hear from you, and maybe we can get you on the show. I want to ask you guys if you're interested in creating your own podcast, because I come across lots of podcasters. I syndicate probably 40 to 50 different shows on Good Talk Radio all the time. And a lot of them are in a podcast form. So once they get syndicated, there's a few things they have to do to kind of sync up with us. Like if you do an hour show, it has to be an hour show. You can't bleed over, you can't be under, things like that. But one of the platforms I was going to tell you about is if you want to get started in creating a podcast, practice at it for a while, get a few shows going, and you might even start getting a little bit of a following, use a platform that I really like is called Spreaker. Sounds like speaker, but put an R in it, Spreaker. And a lot of really popular podcast people use that, because one is it's a affordable platform that you can record to directly. And what's also nice about it is people like us who have radio stations that we syndicate their shows, we go to their Spreaker and download their MP3 files to use for syndication on our radio station. So it's once you've got a platform going, you want to make it easy for people to download your show. And I believe you can take that and register the RS feed from that to Google on FeedBurner, and which is a great platform to use, which is just a kind of a conversion point, and then syndicate your shows out to, say, TuneIn or to iTunes and dozens of other places. And Spreaker also has some built-in things to get your show on iHeartRadio and Spotify. So it's a pretty good deal. And you can easily post your show to your Facebook and your Twitter and stuff like that directly from Spreaker. And I believe to kind of get a good setup, there's different levels. Plan on about $19 a month. And that's enough to give you a great platform to do tons of episodes and maybe even get practice shows. And you don't have to be dead on at the beginning, because you're kind of learning your niche, getting your mojo going until you find a way of doing your show that's comfortable to you. Because maybe you're doing things, it doesn't have to be RV related either. It can be about your hobbies. It can be about even more positive, other things, like even religious, or it can be about law of attraction. It could be about coming out of depression, getting out of drug abuse. Man, the subjects are endless. And if you think you'd like, I have one guy that does a show and actually is syndicated with us, and he says he does the podcast for himself. And he does 6 shows a week. That's a lot. And he says it's more therapy for him than it is the fact, and he's got quite the following. He does a really good show. But his first shows were, you know, just like minor, kind of like, ugh. So, yeah, you just, but if you want to get started, instead of really spending way too much money, you can get started very affordably and have a platform to put it on without, you don't even have to have a website. And it's affordable. And the worst thing you do is like, this isn't for me, and cancel it all. But yeah, what a great way we have for even this show. Everything transmits to Spreaker, and it's all under Cutting Edge Radio Network, and we have all of our different shows that we create uploaded to Spreaker. So RV Talk Radio goes there, Arizona Talk Radio goes there, Ranger Rob Redneck Show, which is a DJ show. We have other shows that we've done. We also have a channel called We Want Real News, which is more political and things like that. And like I said, it may not be the things that you like, but they're different subjects and different niches that we enjoy doing. And so, yeah, but if you've been thinking about it, or you and a friend want to do it, maybe you and your wife or spouse want to do it, or partner want to do a podcast, I'm telling you, that's a great way to go. And in the long run, if your podcast grows, you're already on a platform that makes it easy to get syndicated out to bigger radio stations. So yeah, check them out. Spreaker. It's, you can get signed up, I think, as low as 5-something a month for a very limited kind of setup. And then you, as soon as you think you're going to go farther, up it to $19 a month, and it just gives you more download time and for putting more shows up. And so, yeah, start cheap and work your way up. Anyway, I hope that's helpful to those people who want to do that.
Do you have a dog? And do you carry pet waste bags with you? Are you tired of those tiny little bags that hardly go around your arm and are hard to turn inside out? Don't you wish you had a dog waste bag that was larger, deeper, and had handles to make it easy to turn inside out? Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags is that bag. They are larger, they are deeper, and they have handles. They're lemon-scented, biodegradable, eco-friendly, and a darn right great product. Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags have the highest reviews on Amazon. But most of all, they are high quality, leak proof, and durable. Go to Amazon right now, or go to RangerRobPoopyBags.com and get you a box today. The box is durable and also turns into a dispenser. Ranger Rob Poopy Bags, designed to make picking up after your pet easy.
So I made a discovery the other day that I think this definitely goes for RVers. So a lot of you guys, and Sherry and I love it too, is first of all, I don't think there's any problem with this one except for sugar ants. And what I'm talking about is bird feeders. And if you're doing hummingbirds, a lot of, like Sherry and I love to put the little hummingbird feeders outside of our RV, and just love to watch the little hummingbirds come up to the window. And of course, it just drove the cat crazy, which was kind of the purpose. Anyway, but and we got some great videos and stuff of hummingbirds, and you probably might have seen some of that in some of our older stuff. But one of the other things I've discovered here in Arizona, in our yard, in a house we bought, is we've definitely always had the hummingbird feeders. Well, we thought it'd be really cool farther back in the property to add a bird feeder for seeds kind. So we're at Costco, and they had a really good price on a bird feeder. So we decided to buy a 50-pound bag of bird seed and stuff like that. And this was last year. And boy, the birds, oh my gosh, they're We get every kind of bird you can think of, including the little lovebirds, if you haven't heard about lovebirds in Arizona. Anyway, we get quail and doves and birds of all sorts, even woodpeckers. Oh, my gosh. And it actually gets out of hand. It's just crazy. The birds is, oh, my. Anyway, so, and, you know, the quail, they love the fact that the birds knock the food down to the ground and into the gravel. And the quail, they're like chickens a little bit. They like to dig up the ground and eat the seeds. So we've been doing this for a while. And I want to take the story a little farther as... over time, Sherry and I, if you watch Outdoor Travel Channel, we've got into gardening. Well, this year, as we got the garden started, it's like we're having more problems with two things. One is once you have a garden and critters find it, like aphids and stuff like that, that's a pretty common problem for gardens and stuff. And it can be fixed by just using soapy water and stuff. But we're actually having trouble with critters stealing strawberries in our lower garden and eating the leaves off of our new broccoli, and it was getting very irritating, and I couldn't figure out what was doing it. So we thought maybe it was birds or something, so we put bird netting over our stuff, and we're still having a problem. Finally, we're starting to figure out, it's like it's gotta be a rodent. And so we have a sauna that came with the house. I don't know why people would have a sauna in Arizona. We've used it once or twice and going, why do you need a sauna when we get 110 degrees in the summer? It's a perfectly good sauna. Anyway, I thought, well, maybe I'd better put a couple of traps out there where I think they might be coming into the garden. And voila, I catch they're like field rats or roof rats. We never had any trouble in the house at all. And we still don't. And, but they discovered my garden, and I also always noticed, and I noticed birds would find the bag of bird seed we had farther closer to the house, but they'd always find a way to put a hole into it and get into the bird seed and stuff. And I was blaming, and the birds would literally come up right to the house and they knew that bag had bird seed in it, and so they'd punch a hole in it and stuff. Come to find out over time, it wasn't necessarily the birds doing it. It was these little critters. So what my point is to this whole thing, and this is for RVers, especially if you're boondocking. Let's say you're setting up a little bird feeders out there to feed the birds with seeds. What you're really doing is you're feeding the birds all right, but they spill and all that stuff. You're also attracting rodents that are looking for a free meal. And so I did not even think about that problem. But really, this little temporary rodent problem I had was my own fault because of those bird feeders. So rule one. No more bird seed, no more feeding birds in our yard, because it attracted the little critters over time. And then they found a great little home underneath our sauna. And so they had a perfect scenario. They'd break into my little bird seed bag that I kept stored out there. And of course, I would suggest that you store your seeds well away from the ones you're not using, where critters can't get to them. But I was just putting them out in the back patio. And but really, if you're doing that and you're feeding birds with bird seed close to your RV, you're attracting critters. And the longer that you're there, the sooner the little rodents are going to find out, hey, free meal. And by the way, is that an RV? I think I can get in. And so you're really... asking for trouble, feeding birds with bird seed near your RV, especially if you're boondocking, because critters are just looking for great opportunities. And what a great opportunity to get free food, especially in the desert. We've got all kinds of little deer mice and stuff like that. And if they figure out there's a food source, guess who's going to start hanging around your place? And of course, they're going to be more checking out your RV and finding some way in. And pretty soon, if you got a cat in your RV, he's going, I'm hearing noises. And so I hope that's what I think is really good advice, is if you want to feed birds and you're boondocking, put that feeder far away from your RV. The hummingbirds, the only problem you have with that is the nectar, when it drips or anything like that, you could attract sugar ants, which is a big issue down here in the southern states. Is boy, those little sugar ants know when there's sugar. I can tell you that. And they are relentless. And if you get those things in your RV, it is so hard to get sugar ants away. Now, they don't bite or anything like that. They're just irritating. And they come out of nowhere, and it seems like it's impossible to get rid of them. So, if you're going to feed birds, you need to keep in mind the two. One is the nectar will attract the sugar ants, and the bird seed will attract other things other than just birds. So keep that in mind, guys.
Before we get started,
you know, I guess this is before I end the show here today, there is that subject I always want to bring up, is these folks that are out there doing these videos. And you got to remember that they're I'm kind of motivated by someone who does videos that isn't an RVer, but they're travelers. And they kind of wanted to put the message out there is because the comments they get and the trolls they get and things like that, that you see the very best of any day that they're doing videos. And occasionally they'll show you a flat tire or a problem or something broken. So you need to keep in mind that you really need to get the full story before you get out here and get all enthusiastic about being a full-time nomad. It is people that just thrive off that stuff. And they have enough knack to fix things and get and troubleshoot and stuff like that. But it's going to be different, and age is going to be a different thing too. Is you get to a certain age, it's like, I don't really want to fix things anymore. I want something that's dependable and high quality. So you may have to spend a little more money, or maybe that kind of RVing isn't for you. And there is the fact that a lot of people do want a home base, and they may not admit it on their channels. And there's stories that they're telling you, but there's reasons why they don't have a home base. It could be one is they just never qualified for one. They never their finances were never good enough to do it. Maybe they're got bad credit, things like that. And it's understandable, but you need to find the kind of lifestyle that you can live. And maybe being nomadic is the way to go to fit your scenario. And some of them may have social issues, or maybe they're felons and stuff like that, and having a hard time getting a job and things like that. And disability, if you're on a fixed income, definitely could cause you to want to find the best way to live and do it affordably. And it's certainly the RVing nomad lifestyle can fit into that. But I can guarantee you what they're not telling you is there's a lot of them will say, boy, I'd do anything to have a home base. Even like the Tangerine Travels people, one of the gals says, yeah, it's nice. Every day we're going to the different cities and states in Mexico, and we're staying at Airbnbs, and we're constantly using Uber and traveling and going on little tours and setting things up. And the girl in that particular channel, she'll like, after a while, it just gets under your skin. I want to just sit still and have a place to call my own, where it's all my own stuff and all that stuff. And yeah, you get that a little bit with an RV, but as soon as you walk out the door, you need to tell yourself, none of this is yours. And I guess is the biggest fear, I guess, when we get caught up in these RV channels and nomad stories and stuff, is try your best to... It's fun to watch the adventures and all that stuff, but try to realize that they're showing you 5 or 10 minutes of their life, and it's a 24-hour day. Keep that in mind. And probably the best thing to do if you're thinking about that kind of lifestyle is find ways to do RVing part-time or on weekends or weekend warriors or whatever you want, to make sure that that's the kind of lifestyle you want. You know, you're going to have to deal with RV parks and managers and rules and regulations and full and run down RVs, RV parks, things like that. And it's not always, they're always painting this beautiful picture and stuff, and you need to be prepared for the fact that you're going to have breakdowns, and you're going to be in RV parks that aren't so nice, and neighbors you may not like, and even boondocking can have its issues and security issues, and lack of power and always having to conserve and things like that. Is that for you? And it's okay if it is. I mean, a lot of people just love minimalist living, and that's great. Trust me, I'm in a house and I wonder how I was ever a minimalist when I see how much crap I got. It's relentless. It's like, I have a garage I can't even get into. And it's like, I thought I was an RVer. And I lived full time in an RV. I was a minimalist. And now I'm going, what happened? Anyway, my point is, due to research, make sure that you realize you're watching a show and you're seeing the best of whatever is going on that day. And the same thing with Facebook. And this is where depression comes in on a lot of people and stuff like that. Or reality hits of when they dive in to do something and didn't do the homework of what do they do for the other 23 hours. So do your research. Make sure you find out if this is for you. Find the way that it may work for you. Maybe you need a base. Maybe you should get a park model somewhere where it's a low overhead there and travel from there, and then be able to come down to your base. So when you need a little bit of more elbow room and you need a chance to just go through a day where you don't have to worry about something, and something to say when you can come home and actually just spend a day doing nothing. Or just doing simple household things. And by the way, I've just discovered how to do a garbage disposal. I've never changed one in my life and just did it over the weekend. I feel so good about that. They're not that hard, by the way. But, and you're on a home. You still have things here, too. I mean, gosh, Sherry and I are constantly running around taking care of little things for the house or for the dog or the cat or the aquarium. Tons of responsibility. Our garden, oh my gosh. We're always running. Home Depot is just like when you're RVing, going to Camping World. Just relentlessly having to go to the store for some projects. It's reality. It's whether you're in a house, an RV, or traveling to Mexico, or whatever, there is the dark side. And I should say gray side. It's the side that, to get from A to B, the video may not show that they're in 4 hours of traffic to get to the little place that they're doing a video about. Or they don't show you that they missed an Uber, or they had translation problems trying to talk to someone that knew Spanish and didn't know English. And same thing with RVers. They don't tell you the damage they might have done going down some dirt roads or getting stuck, or maybe being in a sketchy area where they had neighbors who were shooting guns or something, or had a lot of barking dogs. They say, well, you just get up and move. Well, it's not always that easy, especially if you discover you have bad neighbors at 10 o'clock at night. So make sure that you have that in your mind when you're watching this and you're thinking about making a lifestyle change. You need to know the whole picture, and you need to play the scenarios in your head and try to get some reality of it before you go out and do it. Sometimes it's fun to just go do something and not realize what's ahead of you and to deal with the punches as they come. And that's okay too. And some people can handle that. Other people like dependability. They like predictability. And if you're one of those kind of people, or maybe you're invert, I think they call it, where you kind of need some time to yourself and quiet time, and you don't want community around you. You need that, I need to get my head together, private time, and you don't, you need to know what kind of person you are. And of course, last but not least, if you have a partner doing these traveling with you, can you stand to live with each other in a small compartment? That's a drawback too. And do you have a strong enough relationship to get through that kind of stuff? Need to know that kind of stuff. So I hope that's always good advice for you to get the full picture and find a way to get that full picture and talk to these people or meet these people away from the camera. And then you might start getting a full picture of what this kind of lifestyle could be like. Whether you're just traveling or RV traveling or nomadic traveling. So, and then, you know, find out, do you want to be one of those stealth kind of people where you try to get free camping all the time? Maybe you're not, maybe you like a little bit of resortness to things. Maybe you like to have a pool and a community around you. And maybe you like a secured area and stuff like that. You need to know what kind of person you are or want to be or want to transform into and make sure you can handle it. Or make sure that if you make this dive into this kind of lifestyle, that you have a backup plan to say, hey, this wasn't for me. I'm getting out of it. So anyway, food for thought. I really want to put an emphasis that people keep that in mind with the RV lifestyle. So, yeah. So before we call it a day here, I want to thank you very much for listening to RV Talk Radio. Yes, I will try to get more episodes out. And our RV lifestyle will be up and running again sometime. Not sure. We're kind of like, we got to do it before we retired and we had opportunities to do full timing and we're so grateful we did. But we also had to say, hey, enough is enough. We need to cinch up a few things if we want to do this lifestyle again in the future and live as comfortable as we want to live and do the lifestyle we like. We like a little bit of nightlife. We like a little bit of casino time. We like a little bit of being able to do different things. We're not trying to. We don't want to just conserve and live on a tight budget and live like that. So it's different for everybody. Sherry and I know what we want. Do you know what you want? And that's the big message here. And lots of things in the future. We are going to be catching up with our RV pretty soon. We will have some RV videos and stuff like that. We are going to be producing a few more Arizona living kind of stuff coming up in the meantime. And, of course, a lot of people love my Traeger videos. And I'll try to get out there and do some more cooking. And, of course, it starts out, it's Traeger Day. And I think, I'll give you a hint, I think I'm thinking about doing another prime rib kind of thing. We'll see. Or a really nice big old ribeye roast kind of thing. So yeah, love that Traeger stuff. And by the way, you can get smaller Traegers that you can take on your RV. You just got to make sure you have electricity. So once again, I can't thank you enough. Please take the time to go into the description, check out some of our links. We do have a Patreon if you want to do a little bit there. We appreciate it. If you're interested in Ranger Rob poopy bags, you can go to Amazon or click on the link we leave below or go to RangerRobPoopyBags.com and use our discount code of Poopy10. And if you buy over $30 worth, which means I think you have to buy about 3 or 4 boxes, get over $30, you'll get free shipping that way. So unfortunately, we can't do as good as Amazon and have free shipping on just one box. But if you go to Amazon and you want free shipping, by golly, there you go. Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it. And Frank, by the way, the person that sent me the letter, I do appreciate you. Kind of rejuvenated me to the fact that, like, Rob, you need to get behind the microphone. I forget that I have had long-term listeners, and I am so grateful for those people. And they remind me that everybody has different approaches on RV living and things like that, and ours is uniquely our style, and we have people that appreciate that. So if you, once again, if you want to be on our show, would like to be interviewed or get something going on, or maybe you just want to talk to us and talk about the different scenarios, and maybe you have a scenario like me and Sherry, shoot us a note. We'll try to swap notes with you, and hopefully we can help you out. And you can find a way to do your RVing the way that fits your lifestyle. So once again, be safe out there. Buy yourself an RV. Make sure you know what you want. Do your homework. And we'll see you next time. Thank you, guys. Bye now.